Poor Madame de Maintenon had to do everything. She had to act as a cook, a plumber, a gardener, as well as a teacher and a nursemaid. It was exhausting. And she did this so well that Louis began to pay attention to her. He noticed this intelligent woman, this calm presence. Slowly, slowly, Madame de Maintenon began to seduce the king.
Calmez-vous, madame.
Calmez!
Rejected mistress, Montespan, was distraught.
J'étais loin de m'imaginer.
Allons, madame. On dit que la Maintenon est plus dévouée à Dieu qu'à sa majesté. Notre roi va vite se lasser de ses prières. Il aime trop la chasse, la fête et la beauté. Croyez-moi.
Vous êtes sûre?
Mais oui, madame.
I think it was the rise of Maintenon in the first place which really riled her, because she found she'd made a mistake. She'd underestimated another woman. Maintenon was poor and a widow and innocuous and very pleasant and intelligent. And she didn't spot that Louis might actually fall in love with a woman like that, you know, and it might be a very seductive thing to him in quite a different way from her own seductive powers. And I think for a couple of years at least, she was extremely angry.
When Louis's long-suffering queen, Marie-Thérèse, died, he was free to marry again. And he turned to the quiet governess. She'd not only won his heart, she convinced him she could help save his soul.